Hello and welcome to another episode of the SEO Unplugged podcast. I'm your host, Itamar Blauer. Today, I'm joined with Sylvia Martin, who's an independent SEO consultant, a Search Awards judge, and also the founder at AAA Marketing. Sylvia, good to see you. How's it going?
Hi, Itamar. Thank you for having me here.
All right, so this episode, we're talking about SEO storytelling, which is arguably one of the most important aspects that is involved within SEO. It's about how you actually demonstrate the value of what you're doing to clients. So first and foremost, Sylvia, what would you say makes SEO storytelling so important from your experience and from your perspective?
Well, I think it's very important to show the value of your work because SEO, not everyone understands SEO, right? And you're part of a company or as a consultant, and you need to talk to stakeholders. So it's really important that you say, you know, things in a compelling way, because if you start saying things like technical, maybe they don't understand, or the value, right? Like they're investing in SEO, you need more budget. So how do you convince them to invest more in SEO and other channels? So I think it's something that is really important. And there's one quote, I think, that is, be so good that no one can, what's the quote? Be so good that no one can ignore you, I think. Have you heard that before?
Probably.
Okay. Probably. So that's the thing, right? People think like if you do a good job, that's it, right? Everyone is going to notice and everything is going to be amazing. But unfortunately, it's not like that. You need to speak up. You need to show what are you doing? What are the actions? And what is the results that is delivering?
Right. And so obviously something with SEO that fits into that is there's a lot that you can talk about. So I suppose then the question is really like, what's the best way that somebody can deliver, say, their results, their SEO results, whether that's to a client or business owner, or if they're submitting for an award, for example? What are the sort of best ways in those scenarios to deliver SEO results?
Mm-hmm. I think it will be different for each of them, but one thing in common, it will be the data. You know, it's very important to present the data and to present it in a compelling way, like graphs, or if you have like tools, screenshots, things like that. And then you are the person that needs to explain it in a way that is understandable and show all the value, right? Like, for example, if we are talking about a company, right? You're a consultant and you need to present your the results. So in that way, you need to first understand the business objectives. You need to understand what is important for them. So for example, maybe there's companies that they prefer to have a call, and then they want you to tell them all the details about, okay, I'm doing these actions and then the results is these ones. But maybe there's other people that they prefer email, right? So they want you to communicate in an email, okay, this is the data, this is the revenue, this is what we're doing, like very concise. So you need to understand what they want and what are the main KPIs, like what are they valuing, right? Are they looking for traffic? Are they looking for revenue in a specific area? So the more specific that you are connecting your results with what they are looking after, with their strategy or their goals, the better. So that's very important when you are like consultant or agency, understanding your client and reporting on that in a way that is meaningful to them, right? Like, for example, I remember when I was working in agency and we used to have this client and we have like weekly meetings with them, and it was remote meetings from the office to the office. And they were not engaging at all. So every week we were there, we were presenting, okay, this is the visibility, these are the results, all these actions we're doing. They were not even talking. So it was so like weird, right? Like you can tell they were not engaging. It's like, I don't know if they're reading the newspaper, they're interested in what I'm saying, if they're really perceiving the value of all the things we're doing, right? So that's why it's very important to talk to them, not saying like, okay, we're going to do a weekly meeting or set up something. And also, like, if you see it's not working, change it, right? Like, for example, at that point, I couldn't change it. I was not in a position that I could change the setup. But I was wondering, right? Like, maybe there's another option. Like, obviously, the client is not really engaging. So I think that they need another way of presenting their results. Maybe instead of weekly, do like monthly, or go to the office more often, or, you know, is that you need to understand different ways of doing it and try. And then, for example, that's with clients. In the case of the wars, it's different. So first of all, for the wars is you need to show the value of all your actions the same, but because it's just with the entry and the judges, you need to also think about who is this the person that is going to judge and is going to see this entry. So you need to convince them. And the same, you need to tell things in a compelling way. So usually it's experts, SEO experts or PPC experts that are going to judge it. So you can be a little bit more technical, but still, the entry needs to be compelling. So it's not only about the data that, of course, you need to present the data. It's very important, but you need to tell also the story, right? Why it's important? Why your entry is the best one in that category? What have you done that is exceptional? Or what is something that is innovative? Or you need to like think a little bit more instead of just presenting the results, like telling the whole full story, because we were not there, right? So we don't know what are your challenges, what is the unique thing that you have done, why, that's the thing, why are you presenting this award, right?
Yeah, right. And I suppose then, obviously, that sort of stuff where if you're submitting for an award and you don't know who really the recipient of that work is, so pretty much it's down to context and sort of like putting them in your shoes. But obviously, if you're speaking to a client, let's say, which is it's going to be the most common thing, like more people are going to be dealing with clients than they will be, mm-hmm. you know, submitting an award. So I suppose from the client side, which is quite interesting in terms of what you said, how were you sort of adapting then in terms of your storytelling? Because I know that you mentioned for that client, you changed it from like weekly meetings to one a month. But what about your sort of story or the way that you described what you were doing? How did that sort of change? And what kind of reaction, I suppose, did you get once you made that change?
Yeah. So for example, in that particular case, the important thing is to engage the client, right? Because the clients, they have limited time and they are, you are partnering with them, helping them with the SEO. So you need to help them understand the value in the best way, right? So in that case, yeah, what we did is change the format, more graphs, the same. It's like they need to understand like in within 1 minute, you know, how things are going, right? And also like SEO is also educating, right? So you need to educate the client like weekly. There's no many changes. See, you can tell all the actions. Of course, we're working a lot. But what you really need to report is that it's like, okay, so last month we were in this position, now we're trending up, for example, or if you are trending down, can happen, explain why you're trend, like the context, as you were saying, right? It's very important, the context. So you need to present really nice graphs with the data and then explain it, because that's the thing we were saying, like most of the stakeholders, they don't really understand maybe SEO, right? So, okay, that's a graph, but what is the meaning of that? So you really need to tell them the stories, like, okay, we were here and we did these actions and then now we are there. Or maybe it's like there was like a Google update and something happens, right? So the same, you need to explain also the bad things, which is something that is not that great, right? But things happen and it's SEO. We know that things go up and down all the time. So I'm sure most of the people, they need to explain all of these things to the client or the same. You need to report that, okay, we have like a loss in visibility, and you need to do like your research and tell them why you think that's happening.
Right. And so I guess with that then, because the part of engagement is quite interesting, because I suppose that there's different types of ways that you might communicate with somebody like a client or a business owner. So I suppose, what have you found to be the best way of delivering or telling a story or, you know, explaining what it is that you've done and the results to a client in terms of the format? Because obviously you've done, for example, you may have done online meetings, you may have done in-person meetings, you may have maybe just sent an email, maybe sent through a link to a Loom video or something like that. What have you found to be the best method of delivery in terms of actually getting the engagement and making sure that the client or business owner, whoever it is, really understands what it is that you're saying?
Well, I think that the best one is in person, you know, like this is something that, as always, is like the best way, because it's really the, when you are like one-to-one or in a room with some people, and they can ask more questions and they engage more. I find that that's the best one, but the same. Maybe that's like every 6 months you can do something like that, right? Like report on the results. But then for the day-to-day, I think that email is the best one, because you can explain everything in an email with nice graphs and then telling them what's going on. And then they can ask you questions back. You know, I always offer and ask, you know, do you have any questions? Please reach out. And sometimes they do, you know, so that's also when you know that it's working. So I think that that's one of the main things. When you are just reporting and there's no feedback from the other part, that's not going well. You really need to look for some feedback, either good feedback or a lot of questions, so you can understand that it's not working. Yeah.
Right. And I suppose also that that feedback or the level of it can come down from people who actually care. Because like if you care, then yeah, you're more likely to provide feedback. So like if things are going well, you might give good feedback. If things are going bad, you might try and figure out what's going on. But that's obviously better than just radio silence, I suppose, right? Which does happen, right? So like, you know, I've experienced it. People experience that sometimes as well. So it's also the case of like understanding that sometimes it's not as much to do with maybe how you're telling the client or whoever it is about the results or what's happening, but you know, sometimes it's the case that they just don't care enough, which is natural. Like, yeah, I'm sure you've come across that, and you know, it's that's just how things are. But I suppose then obviously part of getting no feedback is maybe if you've done SEO storytelling in the wrong way. So I suppose what should people avoid then if they're trying to do SEO storytelling? Like what are some main things that it's like you should not do?
Yeah, I think that the two main important ones is like, the first one is you need to always tell the truth, even if it's a hard truth. And I think that there's some people that want to kind of hide things, right? But you know, as we were saying, SEO is not straightforward, so things are going to go up and down, and you need to communicate everything to the client, even when things are not going as well as it's supposed to be. And although also other people, they try to maybe tell their own story, right? Like sometimes you have like bias, and then you have the data, and because you wanted to say, okay, yeah, we are going a little bit down, but I know that we're going to be up because of something, right? But just making it up. So yeah, I will say never make things up, because it's so easy to know, you know, that something is wrong there. And also it's trust. Part of the storytelling and the clients and everything is about the trust. So yeah, that will be like the main thing, and not to do that. And then the second is, it's really important to back up the data, especially for clients, they can see it, but for awards, you can say like, you know, we did this amazing work. We are up year on year, 300%. Revenue is up 200%, whatever. You know, you can say whatever, but you need to show it with the data, back it up. And especially not like your own charts. You need to like, in awards, you need like screenshots of Search Console, Google Analytics, or things like that. Because that's very important, the same, because it's not the same an achievement. 200% increase in traffic when it's like a new website and you're just now starting to do something. So maybe it's from 1 to 2 visits, right? You just say 200%. But it's not the same that if you're working with an established company and then they have this 200% increase in revenue, in visibility, but it's from 3,000 organic traffic to, you know, up there. So that's part of context is very important, that you also were mentioning before. We were mentioning the context and not only the percentage, say, showing the real numbers, data, and screenshots. Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yeah, for sure. So like, don't lie And almost similarly to, you know, back in school when you had like math exams and whatnot, where it's like you have to show you're working and actually provide the, you can't just put, here's the result, here's the answer to this question. It's more like how you actually came about finding that. And I suppose that's where context comes in. So yeah, very, very valid points there. The last thing that I want to get into is, obviously you've been an awards judge, you're still judging awards. So I thought it'd be quite fun to ask you, what are some of the best and also the worst examples of SEO storytelling that you've seen when it comes to people who have submitted awards and tried to sort of demonstrate their campaigns and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot, because, you know, there's a lot of entries every time. So this is going to be my third year judging. And it's super fun, you know, seeing all of this and seeing how everyone has the same questions and how everyone does it in a different way. So that's very interesting. And then, there's confidentiality, so I cannot tell a lot of details, but there's things in common, right? And for example, in the worst ones, the same. So it's going to be something like, they don't answer all of the questions. For example, they don't present the budget, or they are missing a lot of important information. They don't really, you know, you need to be like short, like when you describe things, because, you know, there's a lot of entries and there's a format, you need to follow the format. But there's people that is just too brief, you know, like they don't really, you can see that they are not really putting the effort. So yeah, it's not enough just to say, even if you do like an amazing work, okay, so my client with this budget went from here to there in 6 months, and that's it, and they achieve 1 million revenue. It's not enough. You know, you need to, that's great, you know, okay, but you need to explain these parts about the strategies. Okay, so what do you do? What is the important thing that you have done for them to achieve it, right? And there's a lot of parts that is very important to develop and communicate, right? Also the tone, right? There's people that they, it's very dry, like, you know, it's not like you will prefer when it's easy to read, you know, easy to communicate. There's even some of them that have like kind of tone of humor, you know, they're very nice, the way that is written. And yeah, that will be like the worst ones. And then the best ones is obviously not only the ones that have the results, that's the minimum they need to have, the results, but then is displaying you all the challenges or what is unique. You understand what they have done. Understand one thing also that sometimes they are missing is connecting, right? Connecting what is the result, for example, in SEO with the result for the company. Sometimes people is just telling about, okay, so we did this for SEO and we achieved this visibility. But then it's like, yeah, but what is in there for the company, right? What is the big achievement? Because you can drive a lot of traffic, but the same, if it's not quality traffic that is going to convert, it's not really an amazing job, right? Like there's something missing. So I think is sometimes people is not like having the full picture of the all the work that they have done and all the impact that they have done. And is that also going back to the screenshots, because we need evidence, and also we can go back to the same things that we said about don't lie, right? Tell the truth, because we have tools. So even if you say, okay, we went from this visibility from that to that visibility, we can check it. We can also check that. So yeah, that will be those are like the main things that I see.
No, 100%. And I think pretty much all of that is very transferable to when you're dealing with clients. And I think the biggest thing that I sort of picked up there is when you're matching everything that you're doing back to the business goals. So I think that is like the overarching thing that you should try and do. And that's where the context comes in. That's where your delivery, your tone of voice, the screenshots, the evidence, providing all of that to a business owner or to an awards judge or whoever it may be, so that they can understand the impact of what's actually been done and how that affects the business. Because like you say, doing SEO just for SEO's sake is pretty pointless, because then it's just vanity. It's also how do you actually match that with what the business is trying to achieve? So I think, you know, as the sort of fundamental, most like the lowest common denominator here is, you know, match everything back to the business goals, which is fantastic, which I think everyone should aspire to do. But Sylvia, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for your insights here. How can people get in touch if they want to know more and ask some questions?
Yeah, so they can find me in LinkedIn, Sylvia Martin, an independent SEO consultant. And Jana, it's been very fun. Thank you so much for having me, Itamar.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you also to everyone listening and watching this episode. And we will see you in the next one.